This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looky what we got here, Bob. Mr. Tyler Kennedy.
Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy.
The boys are back, baby.
The boys are back last week, and the first thing Tyler mentioned this morning was Bob seems a little happier today. Bob, you were raging last week.
I was raging because of the blinds.
Right.
I have decided to leave the blinds up now. I'm not going to mess with them anymore.
You know what they call that, Bob?
Blind
rage. You like that horse? He's got the Mario Lemieux hat on today, huh, Tyler? Look at this guy.
That's old school. I was sitting there, and I just decided to match with green, so I'm a big match guy.
What a legend he is with the Laurel Valley sweatshirt. Am I right about that, Bob?
Yeah. Everyone thinks this is a marijuana logo. Who does? You know, if you don't play golf, I walk around with this thing on, and someone says, "Oh, man, good that you're down with weed." I said, "What are you talking about?" I look at it. Oh, no.
I'm high. He's always smiling.
I'm high if I think. Right, exactly.
He's like, wow, I love that, Bob.
Have you ever played there, Tyler?
Yes, I have.
So have I. I had a caddy, and it didn't help.
Did you go on nine? Did you go for it on nine? You
know it wraps around. Little par three?
No. You know it wraps around the water?
I don't remember.
Is that 18?
No, that's 18. That's par five.
Yeah, I went for it.
Oh, 100%.
And I went in the water.
Yeah, me too. But like, if you don't go for it, it's like, come on.
No, there's no reason to go for it. Absolutely zero.
I go for it all the time.
I go for it all the time.
Okay.
Bob. Why live if you're not going to go for it?
Because you know you can't carry a ball 235 yards.
That's why
over
I went
water.
In the water. Yeah.
That's exactly right. So what are you saying?
I'll pull my back out trying.
Exactly.
Well, I'll lay up, make par, and you guys can have double,
yeah,
triple.
Yeah, right. You ever made that in front of the clubhouse?
Have you ever made that, Bob?
What? A putt?
In
hole?
Front of the clubhouse, like he said.
You really can't see up where that green is because it sits down. But, yes, I've made a putt there. My best score there is a birdie on that hole. So, but it's always the conventional way. I don't drive it as long as you guys. I just drive. I put myself in position. Nice little nine to wedge into the green.
I can't drive anymore. You forgot.
I sent you a robotic video, didn't I, or something?
Yeah. I've now watched a trillion videos, and I have eight different coaches. All it's done is made me worse.
I've obviously watched a lot of shows, especially at night. You go on the TikTok, the Instagram,
yeah,
trying to get better at golf, but I always go for it. And I was at Neville Wood, and if you can see Neville Wood, obviously 18s, and everyone's looking over.
Yeah,
5 o'clock, me and my buddies, and we're above the water. You got to go over the water, you know, the little like stream,
right.
You got to go for it. Obviously I'm going for it. The crowd's standing, everyone's watching.
Yeah,
I go for it. I shoot it over, and it hits
the brick. The rocks. No,
it hits the cart path, shoots up, and it's ripping around the clubhouse outside patio.
Some guys are up there smoking a cigar, and they're gonna rip you.
I was so embarrassed because I was like, "What a shot!" And then you're like, "Whoa!" And then it hit, and all your ding, 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 and everyone like. Some people were laughing. Some people were losing it, you know, but
Our very own Josh Rountree did that at Butler Country Club on number 18.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can do
he
that
cracked
there.
A ball that looked really good to
you
me,
go
Bob.
Right on the veranda.
Until it almost hit some lady in the head while she was eating her dinner. He had to go up and offer to buy them dinner, Rountree did. Can you believe that?
Well, I think that's a good way to get out of it. Yes, I do. You have to do something. Otherwise,
that's like
they may
a walk of shame,
you.
Right?
The walk of shame,
you're
exactly.
Going up there.
Which makes me think this week is at number 16 at the Wasted Management Golf Tournament, right? Oh, that starts
yeah.
This week. Would you like to, do you think you can hit a shot in front of 20,000 people?
Yeah.
Chanting scare
you. A bad one. Yeah.
No, a good one. Can you hit a good one?
Why not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not used to the quiet anyway. Usually I'm on public courses with people talking and music playing. And yeah.
Well, that's exactly what you would get there. I think that'd be a fun experience to try it.
I feel like I'm more worried about my four buddies chirping me than like 20,000 people. Because
yeah,
those
exactly.
Are really the only guys that
that's
really
how
care.
I feel.
You know what I mean? Those are the guys that are those are the guys that are throwing daggers. You know what I mean? And but like,
well, they'd throw some daggers at that
oh,
hole too up there.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Gonna get those people, man. They're already crushed.
Oh,
and they're gonna say things.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
This the place last year where you had people passed out in the
yeah,
bunkers?
Yeah, well, they've
and
made
stuff?
Changes, yes, because of they had sand
no passing out
going
in the bunkers,
on, no throwing up. They've limited. They had to because it was getting out of hand. It was.
I liked it. I like it that way.
Like that.
I do.
No.
I want rampant drunkenness on the course and people puking in the bunkers.
It's like the Happy Gilmore. It's like the real life Happy Gilmore.
That's the way I like golf. That's the way it should be.
To what degree do you like it?
To any degree you want to get. That's the design of that tournament.
So there was a streaker who he went into the water, swam up, and then did sand angels naked. You want to see that?
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay.
Yep. Tyler, are you game for that? Not to do it, but watch the tournament with that?
Yeah, I think that grows the game.
So do I.
I think
I do
you
too.
Know,
Bob.
Like we wouldn't be talking about it if it didn't happen. It'd be just another.
You can, hey, listen,
it
you
grows
can have
the game.
It. You can have it. I told this to Mother last night. You can have this to a degree. Like a Ryder Cup is very emotional. Same thing. Those people were yelling. Yeah. But when you take it to the level where people are throwing up on other people,
then don't go. Is what I would say. Now I'm not talking about you. I'm saying to the golfers. You know what this is about. They say they're going to control it. If there's drunkenness, they're not going to control it. Then don't go. It's just one event for a year where we can part ways with all the sanctity and the whispering.
I'm not saying
and
that.
And gentlemanly
golf. Screw
all
it to
that, Tyler.
Degree.
We're yeah. Going Happy Gilmore.
Yes, I love that. I think that's like the real life Happy Gilmore, and I think that's so entertaining. Again, if you don't like want to be part of that in that old school traditional golf,
yeah.
That ain't don't go, you know? But I know everybody in the world talks about how fun that tournament is,
yeah.
You know, and
it
that,
is. I'm yeah. Not saying it isn't. What I'm saying is, you take it to a certain level, and then you have to go back.
What if it
and
was a girl that swam across naked?
Oh boy!
And did
who?
Let's
what,
move
which
on,
girl?
Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
We should move on right
thanks
now.
For Anixon to interrupt you,
Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion, is here, and our friend Limits is to our left. Tyler, you've met him. Have you started to form any sort of relationship with him yet?
No, just a quick hi.
He's a wonderful man. Unfortunately, Bob.
Short.
He is short, yeah. He had a flat tire this morning.
Oh, those are the worst. Do you have AAA or anything like that?
Tell us your story, Limits. You were beside yourself when you came in.
You don't strike me as your own mechanic. You can't possibly fix your own tire.
Well, that's correct. And I realize that I don't have a spare tire that I thought I had for all these years.
What'd you do, go Fred Flintstone? You had the feet coming out from under the car? How'd you get here?
Well, I got the flat tire when I was turning on right past Green Tree Road. And then I started hearing like blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, no. And I was just like, I hope I'm going to get here. I hope I'm going to get here. Looked at my gauge on my dashboard.
Yeah.
And it said, yep, your tire pressure is 1, so that's bad. And I made it in. I pulled in. I looked at my tire, and you could just see the steam that was coming off of it. If I was anywhere else, I probably would not have made it, but I was 98% of the way here. So at least I got here.
But you messed up your rim, too. By driving it that way, your rim's all messed up. Now you need rim protectors.
Bob will take you home. He lives out
there.
Did
you look for the spare, or was
it? Oh, yeah.
How is there not a spare in your
car?
Yeah,
that, I think that's like, or you couldn't find it.
No, I looked.
It's not there. What do you mean it's not there?
Yeah, I think you
where
have
did it
to
go?
It might be underneath the.
You were driving illegally then, right, Tyler? With no spare?
I thought every car, that's like. Like almost like a law that you have to buy a car with a spare.
I thought no? So too, Bob. Is it a law? You have to have a spare
I think
in your
so,
car?
Yeah. I mean, what?
I don't know.
Yes.
Is he going to get handcuffed and taken out of here?
How old is your car?
Well, let's stop talking about this now.
Because I don't know. I think my truck, like I have a F-150 and like it's not in the back. I haven't looked underneath.
Limits is going to have to take a perp walk out of here, Bob. It's going to be incredible at about 1:30. What do you mean there's no spare in your car?
Maybe it's underneath the car and I didn't see it. That might be what it is.
Where did you look in the glove compartment?
No, Bob, I looked in my trunk.
Trunk? Well, I guess the trunk would be a place. But it's also sometimes under, right, Bob?
Most of them are now under, I think.
People are texting in that most new cars do not come with spare tires. Mine's a 2020.
Wow.
What do you do if you have a problem?
Did I just not know that?
I didn't know that either.
I thought it was mandatory.
So now I think my dad will have to pick up a tire at the tire shop and have to come here at the end of the show and help me fix it.
I'd be really debating, though. If I had a flat tire and I was like, all right, we're like a mile, let's just rock this. I'll buy a new rim. Who cares?
I would have gone home, I think.
I would have sat there.
We've had people on this show call in with fake situations on the road. One of them said it was snowing where he was, only it wasn't, and he didn't come in that day. This was a long time ago.
I hear every excuse in the world, believe me.
Tyler and Bob, we have to start with a football story today, and we can always relate it to Tyler's career. Jay Glazer has spoken, Mike Tomlin's buddy, which to me means Mike Tomlin has spoken. And I know based on Aditi's appearance yesterday on the PM show, I guess we need to hold ourselves to the highest journalistic standards here. I didn't vet this story with everybody on all sides. I'm just going to go with it here, okay? And assume that Jay Glazer has inside information here. I'm sorry, but I'm going to assume that. He said, you'll see a new start for Russell with Russell Wilson, Bob. How about that? Oh, my God. I called my daughter accidentally at school again.
Oh.
Her phone is rung in the classroom
and
for three straight days.
She's been pulled out. She's going to detention because daddy can't figure out his cell phone.
No, it's spare tires, cell phone.
Daddy has a Buffalo Sabres hat on.
That's right. I'm sorry.
I forgot
this was the Tyler Kennedy day. Yeah, the Sabres, they don't hurt anybody.
Just themselves.
Just themselves. Glazer said of Wilson possibly coming back, I don't think that's going to happen. I think you'll see a new start for Russell somewhere. This is the way I was thinking anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seemed ridiculous after reading the Dulac story or in reading it that toward the end it was broached that Russell might be back. Really? It doesn't sound like it's a very good situation that they've cut him off from being able to change plays, reportedly, and also that he didn't play well, and there appears to be acrimony on both sides. So, Bob, I'll throw it to you. This sounds like the official end of Russell Wilson to me. I thought from the beginning it was a ruse by the Steelers to make it seem to Justin Fields' camp like, hey, we have other options here. We're also negotiating with Russell to maybe drive his price down. That's all I can think of. But this sounds like the end of Russell.
Yeah, I think anytime Jay Glazer says something, you know that he does have that personal relationship. And normally it's been talked about on a friendly level, which turns into a tweet. But I think the way this is all played out, you knew that it was, at least I did yesterday. That's why I thought it was Russell Wilson's camp trying to throw out some sort of warning sign that, hey, it wasn't as bad as it looks. You know, they had a role in this. This is why my client, he needs a job. When you need a job, you'll do different things. And agents especially will do different things. But, yeah, I think it's fait accompli now. It's going to be Fields, or if it's not Fields, I don't know what they're going to do. Because I don't think there looks like a way back into Russell Wilson. If Fields, what if he gets an offer? How about if they wait all the way to free agency and he gets an offer that's, I don't know where or how much, but he might.
He might.
Then what?
I don't think there's much of a market for either guy to be a starter. I don't know what's changed since
last Russell year. Doesn't want to be a backup.
No, neither does Fields.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So,
but I think Fields may be nice, you know, tired of moving around too. Tired of having different coordinators, different teams. He may settle in here, and who knows? Maybe they can untap the ceiling of his talent.
Tyler, are you a Steeler fan, Steeler follower?
Yes, I'm. I love the Steelers. I'm a big fan. The one thing, like, I always wonder, like, how much different would the year have went if we stayed with Fields? And what I love about Fields, it's that running option that I think throws, like, you know, it's always that little bit extra threat that I love to see. I know, obviously, he doesn't throw the ball as well as Wilson, but when Wilson was in the pocket, sometimes he looked small there. You know, he couldn't see over the big linebackers. And with Fields, he's big. He's got size. I know they love him in that dressing room. He's a well-liked guy in that dressing room. So, I don't know. Maybe they're telling him, hey, this is your time to see if they can make it.
I think they are.
You know, again, it's tough because you look at the quarterback depth in the draft. It's not deep at all. So, you kind of take a step back and like, all right, let's give this guy another chance until someone that's worth going after we make a move for.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, what are the alternatives? None of us like what's in the draft. Not that we're breaking down, you know, scouting tape on the college kids, but it doesn't seem like a great draft. Certainly, you're not going to get your starter for next year in the draft. To me, from the minute this season ended, you could just sense it had gone south with Russell. And now with everything that's come out since then, the idea of him returning was preposterous yesterday and the day before that. So why would it's even more so now? He's gone, Bob. I think.
Yeah, and I also think Art made it pretty clear that age was going to be a factor in this. When you have a soon-to-be 37-year-old quarterback, clearly his best days are behind him, and he still has football left. I don't have any doubt about that, but not in the direction they're going. They need to figure out their quarterback spot. It's like having a goalie, and you don't know who your goalie is, and you rotate goalies, Tyler, and you're constantly looking for a goalie. You got to figure that out, and you got to come up with somebody eventually. If it's not in this draft, it's next.
That's what I wanted to ask you about whether – it's people on the outside never want to think that there's different opinions in the locker room. Not that a locker room always becomes divided over a quarterback or a goalie, but what's it like when there's two goalies in there, both of whom can play? Do you talk about it amongst yourselves? You must have a private opinion on which guy you want, all that.
Well, going back to the quarterback, I always feel like even with backup, like goalies being starters and going to backups, like you would think like, say a Russell or even say a Marc-Andre Fleury, you know, like you've been a starter your whole career. When is it the time where you step back and you're like, you know what? I'm going to be a great backup and mentor this guy. Mm. And I'm going to get an extra 4 years out of my, you know, my career making what, $3 or $4 million and even football, like a Wilson, hey, you're going to make $10 million being a backup. You're going to save your body. And this is kind of your sailing off to the sunset. I know it's hard to swallow, but at the end of the day, You're going to make more money doing it this way, and it's a lot easier on you. And that's why I always think, and when you think of the goalies, like who's going to play, who, like I think there's always that competitiveness when a backup goes in to show that he's better than the starter. And the starter always has that pressure. You know, I think that's one thing we think of Jari. I'm not sure if he was able to handle the pressure of how much money he was making being the starter, because he was skilled. He did have the athletic ability to do it. I just didn't think he had it between the ears to be a starter and continually be the guy for the Penguins.
Can it divide a locker room? A goalie situation when you have two legit ones and there's a goalie controversy. We all know what one looks like. Can it divide a locker room?
No, I don't think so. I think when everyone knows when that puck's dropped, everyone's there to do a job, just like the goalie. When it's, you know, it doesn't matter if you got the backup starting or your starter. I think you play a little bit different, but I do think you always have confidence that they're going to bring their A game and help you win the game.
Bob, the one thing that Tyler just mentioned, I think, is maybe applicable here and also just an important overall point, and that is, when does a guy say to himself, and I think Mitch Trubisky, I mean, you're kind of forced to, I guess, but it's not a bad life. Like, if Russell Wilson wanted to go be somebody's backup, but sometimes the ego gets in the way, right?
Yeah, but at his stage, he should be more agreeable to that. If he wants to continue to play, and he's gone on record saying, I want to play for 5 more years.
But how many Hall of Fame quarterbacks are agreeable to that?
Well,
how many?
I don't know, but I'm saying, if he really likes it and likes being in there and the camaraderie that comes with it, I can understand why you'd want to hang on. I don't think it's going to define or wreck his career. His career's already out there. His resume is a big one and a good one. So if he wanted to do it, the problem with that is, you know, he has aspirations of money that is, I think the money, even though he doesn't need the money, yeah. Sierra certainly makes a lot of money. He made a ton of money. But it seems like it's one of these games that athletes tend to play. Who's number one on the pecking order? How much can I get? What's the market? I want to do this.
I don't think he has a market right now. I don't think there's anywhere for Russell Wilson to start.
Well, I think
there are teams that have questionable situations at quarterback.
Sure. But there's none that would tell him what Mike Tomlin told him last year, that you have the pole position. I don't think
New
so.
New York Giants, who are their quarterback? Let's say, or Jets, if Rodgers doesn't come back, or who else am I thinking of? What do you do? And I'm not suggesting he's your long-term answer. I said if you're looking for a bridge to another year, he could be that guy.
Well, I just think those top guys, like those elite of elite in any sport, they have to think a certain way, you know. And I think it starts with how they play, but also thinks with how much money they make. You know what I mean? And like they have to be like, no. If I'm the best, I want to be paid like the best, you know. And I think they have a hard time taking a step back or moving off that pedestal. You know, what do they say? Like, pride's your worst enemy because it can get in the way of everything. And when you think of that stuff, that's what's happening, you know? And like going to hockey, you would think a guy would go from the first line, second line, third line, and then end his career at the fourth line. Usually it's like 1, 2, you're gone. And you never move down. It's just because they're not willing to adjust and take a pay cut to be a glue guy or something, where you have a guy who's on the third line, he moves down to the fourth line, usually has a pretty good career because he understands he has no choice to adapt to what he needs to be to bring it to a team, and he can run with that for a longer time or a longer period of time.
Yeah, man, I can't think of many like Hall of Fame quarterbacks who said, you know what? There have been some hockey players who have changed roles, like a Steve Yzerman from a prolific scorer to more of a, you know, leader, defensive player type. But you're right. It's not like he went to the third line.
Isn't Patrick Kane doing that right now in Detroit? He's not exactly the player he once was. And
Brian Trottier would be a great example of somebody who went from a star, top liner, Stanley Cup champion,
was totally
captain.
Okay with it.
Yeah. I think he's a rarity, which is what Tyler's saying too. Bob, I can't think of a quarterback, honestly, off the top of my head. Elway, Ben. Flacco is borderline. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, though.
No, but he may have the same mindset as Russell Wilson. I just love playing football, and I want to keep playing.
Yeah.
And so he will accept anything that comes his way. And one day, you never know. You get a shot to play again as a starter. I don't know if he's built that way. I have no idea if he wants to be that person. But if he wants 5 years, as he suggests, he may have to go this route for a little bit.
How much is Wilson making this year? Or last year, sorry.
He made like 40 total, 39 of which came from Denver.
Yeah.
Listen, like... So in hockey, you get 13 checks over a year. So they're big checks, you know, and guys would come in like, you know, the young guys just breaking the league. I just remember guys coming in and grabbing like Geno's or someone's check and look, putting it up against the light so you can see the number. And those guys, those were hockey numbers. Imagine getting a check for $39 million over a year. I would think they would do the 13 checks in a year, right?
Yeah, 18, I think. They go
18.
What about checks. NBA numbers or baseball?
Did you see what Jimmy Butler just got?
2 years,
oh, 121 million.
But baseball, like, you have guys making $400 million in a year.
Like, imagine those checks. Like, I don't even know. Like, you know, it'd be like, all right, I did it. I made it. Let's go. You know.
What would you do? Did you have direct deposit, Tyler? Or did you have a paper check?
Well, you always get a paper check in your stall. It's the best time of the best time to be a hockey player. Beginning of the month and the end of the month. I think it's just like everything. But direct deposit. And the one thing, once you get done, like if you go far in the playoffs, you get checks every playoff round. And it would be like being a minimum wage making $600,000. That's how much you get paid. So if you're a guy making $8.5 million and you go to the playoffs, you're like, I'm only making like $20,000 every 2 weeks. You know, where it's like, oh. But then after playoffs, you don't get paid until October. Like, that's a long time. Like,
yeah.
Got a budget.
Yeah, well, those checks are big.
Easier to budget when the checks are that big, Bob.
Right, right.
Who do you think made more, you guys or Bob?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no. Look, he's got the Laurel Valley hoodie on.
Exactly.
I can't belong there.
No.
Maybe Bob will take us golfing this year.
That's what I'm hoping.
Well, not if you're going to throw up and do sand angels. I'm not doing that.
No, but I am going for it on 18. I am going for it on 18.
You pop a drive up, you ain't going for it. You better hit that drive out there.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.